Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about why you shouldn't panic and that your land will sell. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you guys about your mail. We all know that getting offers into the hands of people with land that you want to buy is crucial to the success of our business. There's no better way to do that than Rocket Print and Mail. Justin and I both run our business on it, and we couldn't be happier. It's quick, it's easy, and by far the most effective way to get your letters out. So go check them out. The website is www.rocketprintandmail.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about us, heard about them through the Casual Fridays REI podcast. We got special pricing for you. You're going to love it. So go check them out.
Happy Friday.
Hey.
Don't panic. The land will sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you're saying that, and I'm like taken back to the plethora of text messages and comments about people making some moves this last week. I got a text message. It was a handful of cash. It said, I sold a property, drove 150 miles to meet to get the cash, paid for 20 other properties.
Oh, so you're saying land is continually selling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's definitely happening. I'm also getting messages where land isn't selling.
Okay.
And I've even noticed a slowdown in my business as well.
Okay.
Land that would normally sell in 2 weeks is still for sale 4 weeks later.
Yeah, I noticed it picked up on my side.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the areas.
It could be.
There's so much that goes into it.
Yeah, the kids getting back to school. I started seeing like a bunch of stuff going to contract right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
We even had a deal sell 2 weeks ago. I guess we sold it way too cheap because the guy got a loan for $8,000 more than our price and then took a $6,000 draw at closing on it.
He just to have cash, I guess.
I suppose so. I mean, I don't know if he was using it to build a cabin, if he was using it to supplement his down payment or what he was trying to do with it, but at closing he pulled out like $6,000.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah, I mean that's
more of a loan to pay back.
We all made money there, I guess.
Yeah, I go back to this whole. Well, first of all, let me say, people, when your land sits, like, so if we're looking at my business, because apparently you're over there, Daddy Warbucking it. But when things start to sit, you kind of panic, and I've been seeing that with people that I've been talking to. Uh-huh. It just takes a little bit longer, and my initial reaction is to like change something up.
Yep.
Right. If you're land isn't selling, then you need to change your marketing up.
Hold on. We got to make sure it's everywhere posted first. It's posted everywhere.
Well, that's kind of where I was headed with that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the interruption.
Yep. There. I'll crawl back in my hole now.
Yeah. You know, if you're not if you're not everywhere, then be everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you're maybe change order your pictures, change your copy, change your price. Mm-hmm. It can be the same price, just word it differently. A higher down payment, longer terms, you name it. But something is not attracting the buyer.
Yep.
But also, sometimes some of this stuff sits. You'll go 30, 45 days with no calls, and then all of a sudden you'll have more calls than you can handle, and everything you have will just sell.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, is realizing that and being comfortable with it.
Where's your freak out date point? Like what point do you start freaking a little bit on a piece of property?
Well, I think that's changed over the years.
Okay.
Because in the first year, if it hadn't sold in 30 days, I was like, oh my God, this isn't working. This is it's a scam. It's just, no one's buying this desert land.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if there is one. It's just kind of, well, I just keep buying and keep selling. And when it sells, it sells.
About 120 days for me, I start freaking out a little bit.
Really?
Not freak out. I'm like, huh, I wonder what's going on with this. At 45 days, I'm starting to adjust stuff.
Yeah, I look at the number of views before I adjust. If on all my outlets I've had 100 views for the one property and I haven't had a single call, time to change something.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know if I have a date, because if you just keep buying land and selling, it'll all eventually sell. I mean, you just said on Wednesday's show you've had a property in Wisconsin for a year that hasn't really done anything, and now all of a sudden you've got multiple options.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've had multiple offers on it through that time, so we know we were priced right. But we ran into that one snag. But that's not something that typically happens. If you buy a clean piece of property, you got solid access. You know, that one we got a little creative on because it was part of a package. But, you know, typically if you stick to your access, you make sure you have the county road or the maintained access and it's not with easements that might have a gate or might not. You know all that. You're a little pickier on the front side. You typically see it move easier on the backside.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like you said a gator.
A gate or something.
Yeah, as long as you don't have alligators on your property, you should be okay.
Unless you're selling it to a gator farmer.
I always see those, speaking of gators, like the crazy alligator videos in Florida.
I ain't trying to get around
there. You know, 20-foot long alligator or, you know, looking like a dinosaur more than it does.
I'm not trying to wrestle the alligator.
No.
It's not what it do.
No, and these Florida people are so used to it. They're just out playing golf, and there's an alligator interrupts the hole or something.
I'm not picking on Florida. They have a hurricane about to hit. Well, it should be hitting them about now.
Yeah. I don't want to pick them on Florida either, but they're pretty easy to pick on.
I'm not doing it. I'm not even crossing into that.
Every time you see some crazy thing, it's Florida man or Florida woman, and then it starts out with the most crazy thing you've ever heard.
I'm not doing it.
You're not going to touch it. Okay.
I'm not touching
it. Well, then I'll let you move on from the subject. Where are we going?
I'm not touching Florida right now. But freaking out.
And, well, let's say we hope everyone in Florida is safe. How about that? We hope you're taking shelter. And
yeah. Yep. Okay. Not going there.
We'll take us somewhere else then.
Not doing it. Not doing it. I just went blank.
All right. So don't panic when it's selling.
Yep. Don't panic. You know, it's a lot of, that's the concern for a lot of people, especially if they make the jump and they're full time. You know, it's one thing if you have your regular job and your paycheck's coming in. And so you now have this is just extra income. You don't really have to freak out about it too much. But when you've made this thing or you've put so much pressure on yourself to make it happen, it does weigh on you. And I've seen this time and time again where somebody will get a lead back or a signed purchase agreement. The property makes some money, but it's not just an out of the park home run. They can't get a deal funded. So they're just going to throw it away and be upset about it. And you can't do that. You can't freak. Look at your options. How can you make some money off this deal? Can you assign it? Can you wholesale it? Can you close it on your own? And I hate to use the word leverage, but can you leverage something you have to get this deal under contract if you know it's going to make money?
Yeah, that's a good point. If you are needing the money to like live your life, then you should probably be a little bit more open to what you have and how you get rid of it. And if you've sat on, let's say if you're panicking because it hasn't sold, but you've got it marked up 300%, why not
just take an easy double?
Yeah. Why not lower the price or wholesale it or you know do something? What if you bought it for 10 and you've got it listed for 40, but now you need money? I'm sure someone will buy it from you for 15 that same day.
Yeah, that's one of those things that just gnaws on my head. Like I'll get a call and say, hey, would you interested in wholesaling this property? I'm like, yeah, sure, wholesale it. And they're like, well, what would you take for it? And I tell them the price, and then I'm like, well, why wouldn't I just sell it to the public at that price? Why wouldn't I just give it to somebody else? Because that money is just as good as other money.
Well, at that point, you've got a buyer in front of you.
Well, yeah, I get that, but like I'm like, okay, well, say I bought it for 15, a guy says, hey, I'll give you 20 for it today, wholesale it. I've got maybe interest party, and I've got it listed for, you know, 35 or 40. I'm like, well, if I'm willing to take 20 from him, why wouldn't I just go ahead and just drop the price to 29 and move the property and see if somebody gives me an offer at 25, 27? Mm-hmm. And I've had that happen several times where I'm like, just, I don't want to say I'm dumb to myself. I'm just like sitting there going, well, if you're going to sell it to this guy for 20, why don't you just put it, and you have it listed for 39 or 35, drop the price to 29 and see if you get some action on the market and let the market bring it to you.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how hard up you are for that $5,000.
I wouldn't call it being hard up.
I'm just saying, in general.
I'm saying that a $100 bill looks the same if it comes from Adam Land Investor or John Q. Public.
Yeah, I don't think that's what you're saying, though. You're saying instead of taking a $30,000 profit, I take a $15,000 over the next couple week or so as opposed to the $5,000 right now.
Well, yes. Kind of.
And so it depends on how badly you need that $5,000.
Well, no, it's not a need or a bad. It's just saying, why am I saying that, hey, I can only sell it for this price to the general public when in reality, moving the property, just moving the property, I don't care what it is.
Well, if you didn't care what it was, then you would have taken the $20,000.
You're totally missing this point, man.
I think we're on different spectrums here.
I'm not saying that the $20,000 is out of the question. I'm saying if I'm willing to take a lower price, if I'm even contemplating that, mm-hmm. why am I trying to maximize my profit on the end mm-hmm. with John Q. Public versus Adam Wholesaler or Adam Investor?
I see what you're saying. And adding to that, it all depends on how much money you need. If you haven't had a sale in a long time and you've got $5,000 right in front of you today and you're worried and you're panicked, why wouldn't you take that?
I'll take it whether I'm worried or panic or whether I'm in a good mood. That's not the thing for me. I'm just saying that
we're still on the other end of this. I'd say move past what you just said because I was with you.
I don't think we've done it. I think we're going to have to duke this one out real quick.
Well,
I need to clarify this with you because I don't feel like you feel.
I'm 100% on what you were talking about.
Okay. Okay.
I'm 100% with you. I see 100%. Now I'm saying let's think past it.
Okay. I'm trying to go past.
If you need that money, not you,
okay,
any land investor out there,
uh-huh,
depends on how long, what they're comfort with. If they uh-huh have $5,000 right in front of them and they need it,
uh-huh,
because you know you had it for 15, someone's offering 20.
Okay.
Why don't you, I'm asking, why wouldn't they just go with it? It's like, it's, are you ready to move on from it or not?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great idea is cut it and put your money back to work on the next thing. You know, because if you haven't moved it in 30 days or 40 days or 120 days and you have a little bit of profit, you know, cut that, put that money back to work because you're going to make more money in the long run by doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're in agreement now. There's two different things we were talking about. I understand what you're saying. And now, do you understand what I was saying?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay. So we're back on track. Solid Friday.
Solid Friday.
Okay. So the whole idea here, I guess, is don't panic. Because there's so many ways out, mm-hmm, right? Change what you're doing. Change your ad. Change where it's at. Put it more places or lower the price, mm-hmm, or wholesale it or do what you need to do or just get comfortable knowing that it's going to sell and just go buy more property if you can.
Yep. If you follow the core of buying right, you know, you bought it cheap enough, you make sure you have guaranteed access, it will eventually sell. You just have to, sometimes you're going to have to wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear it all the time. You know, I didn't get a single call for 30 days, 40 days, mm-hmm, and then all of a sudden I got 15 calls for the same property.
Yep.
And I have 100% had that happen. And I guess maybe that's why I don't so much panic anymore. It's really just truly understanding that.
Yeah, I look at it as my net worth went up the day I bought the property because I bought it so cheap, and I'm richer at that point, if you will, and I just got to maximize it.
Cool. You want to call it? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, guys. That's it for today then. And it's Friday, and we hope you have a great weekend. And while you're out there, do us a favor. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Go to Couch Fridays REI. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then go to Stitcher. Go to iTunes. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Give us a like, rate, review, subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. See you Monday.
See you.